18. Up the mast of the American Dream 2. He shinned up the mast like a little monkey as it reared up and down like a great plunging tree on the back of the waves. He was in terrible danger of being blown off by the shrieking wind that tore at his clothes and froze his fingers till they nearly lost their grip, but up and up he climbed. Norbert halted at the bottom of the mast for a second. He was laughing as he did this, shouting up the mast, "Where are you going, small boy? Don't you know you're going to run out of mast, and I shall get you in the end?" And then he began to climb after Hiccup. Up and up Norbert climbed in pursuit. He was surprisingly quick, for he had an interesting technique. Every few metres or so, he let out a scream of effort as he sank his axe deep into the mast above. And then he hauled himself up, almost entirely with the strength of his upper arms, worked the axe out, and dug it into position a few metres further up. Hiccup had run out of mast. He curled the rope of the rigging around his arm. He was careful not to tie it this time, drew his sword again, and waited for Norbert. Down in the sea, Fishlegs and Kamikaze were watching him open-mouthed. "What is he doing?"
"I think," said Fishlegs slowly, "he's going to fight Norbert on the mast."
Hiccup's fight with Norbert on the masttop has passed into Viking legend. Never had a fight been undertaken in such difficult circumstances as these, on top of the rigging and mast of a ship that was rapidly sinking, in the middle of a thunderstorm and under attack from below by one of the major monsters of the deep. Norbert drew his blade with his left hand as soon as he was level with Hiccup and aimed a great swinging swipe at the boy, which Hiccup parried at the last moment, and the two great swords rang together. "It's not too late, Norbert," panted Hiccup as he parried a Flashburn fancy thrust and nearly fell off the rigging while doing so. "Can't we put this off till later? This boat is sinking!" As if in response to this statement, the boat gave another lurch downward and Hiccup was hanging only by one arm for a second before he got his feet back on the ropes, slippery in the drenching rain.
"I've been patient,"
howled Norbert, slicing through the air with a double-wristed heartbreaker.
15 years stuck on Asteria and then 2 American dreams built and destroyed by you! Everything was all going to plan if you hadn't come along."
"Well, be fair," argued Hiccup, steadying himself on the mast as he performed 2 quick wrist flickers and followed them up with a Grimbeard's grapple. "We had to defend ourselves because you were going to kill us, weren't you?"
"Oh, you're always full of excuses," howled Norbert furiously. "Maybe I wouldn't have done. I will now, of course."
And as if to emphasise this point, he narrowed his mad eye and followed up a perfect piercer with a wild lash with the axe. Hiccup desperately avoided the axe, helped by a gust of wind that threw him backwards a little. He lost his footing, was hanging on by one hand again, and Norbert bashed away at the fingers with his foot.